right. Where are we?
Maybe she knows.
The American soldier of fortune looks down the gun barrel of the Israeli sniper. The racist convict faces off against an African revolutionary commander. A Russian veteran of the Chechnya conflict warily backs up a South American drug cartel enforcer, while from the shadows, a Japanese Yakuza gangster analyzes the disparate group. They all arrive in the same way, unconscious as they plummet from the sky, and awakening just in time to open parachutes and land in a dense jungle where it soon becomes apparent someone or something is after them.
You're being hunted. This planet is a game preserve. And we're the game.
The chase is on as the humans eventually learn that their adversaries are deadly warrior alien creatures that any fan of 1980s movies will recognize as predators. Adrian Brody stars as the combat-hardened mercenary, and the Oscar-winning actor fondly recalls the 1987 film that starred Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm a huge fan of the original, and I distinctly remember going opening weekend when I was about 14 when this thing came out, and I remember my friends and I kind of doing our Schwarzenegger impressions for the rest of the week.
Walton Goggins, who plays the murderous death row prisoner, also found himself delving into teenaged memories of the original film.
Yeah, I was in the 10th grade when this movie came out, and just like every other 10th grade guy at the time, you know, just freaked out on it. Just like the ultimate kind of teenage guy movie. So I was definitely the target audience. And I think one of the most important things about this movie is it's made by fans of the original.
Brazilian-born Alice Braga was only 4 years old when the first Predator film came out, so she doesn't have that sort of personal connection. But Braga is pleased that this time around a woman, her skilled sniper character, gets to fight alongside the men.
I'm a small, short girl, like not really tall. I never thought about myself like running around and punching and shooting, but I totally love the challenge physically and emotionally because it's different type of women that face that kind of thing.
In case you didn't notice, we just got flushed out. They sent the dogs in, just like you would if you were stalking boar, shooting quail. They split us apart, and they watched, testing us.
How do you know this?
Because that's what I would do.
Today's sci-fi films usually rely heavily on computer-generated, or CG, images, but Predators uses the old-school practical technique of putting actors in masks and costumes to play the aliens. Brody believes that makes it seem more real to the players and the audience alike.
Somehow, deep in the recesses of my subconscious, these Predator creatures, the image of them still lurked because it did have such an impact on me in my adolescence. And so to find myself battling them out and encountering them is a powerful experience. It did adrenalize me. When you have a chance to interact at any time as an actor, anything with a practical effect, any time you're having actual interactions with something, it's going to have a more powerful effect on you and feel more truthful.
Producer Robert Rodriguez, who first developed the story some 15 years ago, ranks the snaggle-toothed, technologically advanced Predators among the classic film monsters.
People still love the character, no matter how many movies they make that aren't great or not as exciting as the original. It's just the character's classics, like Creature from the Black Lagoon or, you know, any of these creatures. It's just a classic creature. And I think part of it is because it's humanoid, that you can identify with it more than, say, the alien creature. The Predator looks like human, acts very human, and it's the anti-hero. You know, is people identify with that, and I think that's why we didn't want to go CG with him at all, to keep it a man in a suit, because that's what creates that bond with the audience.
Although he usually directs his own material, Rodriguez says that was never the plan with Predators. he turned that task over to American-born Hungarian-raised filmmaker Nimrod Antal.
When I made my first film in Budapest, it was whatever you wanted to do, and then I got to the United States, and it was, you know, this is what you're going to be doing. And then to be able to see that within this system there is someone who is doing it the right way, and we both had our paranoias regarding one another. I think Robert was concerned I was going to go off and blow the budget out the window and shoot 50 days over our schedule, and I was worried Robert was going to come in and start telling me where to put the camera and how to speak to the actors, and all those worries were purely created in my mind. And we were very collaborative, and he was nothing but a support.
If I can hear you, they can too. Storm coming soon. This way.
Wait. Who are you?
I'm the one that got away.
The Predator's cast also features Lawrence Fishburne, Danny Trejo, Topher Grace, and Russian mixed martial arts champion Oleg Taktarov. The film was shot on location in Hawaii and at producer Robert Rodriguez's Troublemaker Studios in Austin, Texas. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.